another government to bail me out. Why? Because we people who are doing the economics, we robbed everyone, not bail us out. Who's bailing who? The people, the victims are bailing the bankers. I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about Venice 600 years ago. Doesn't matter, irrelevant, same stuff. Economy and social stuff is the same. Are we better people? Look at our illusions. Our imagination is always to find other people in the galaxy and kill them, fight them. This is what it is. So, this is the rule, and it's supposed to be like this. Remember, when I started from the dinosaurs' time to here, the human being is a split second in here. We are newcomers, okay? And suddenly this change. This is the rule, and it's good. The best thing about it is what? When there is a rule, there is exception. That's the amazing stuff. So the rule is the animal which is going forward. The exception are these exceptional people. They are exceptional because we don't know them, we don't understand them, and that's enough. We cannot analyze Leonardo da Vinci. No way. Okay, Da Vinci was old-timer. Salvador Dali was alive. Who got what this crazy man is all about? He was touched by something, right? And that something brought him what? Not much. Yes, a little bit fame and a little bit more luxury. But that stuff given to him was the best for me when I was studying art. Because I was living in a country that the art is the old stuff which is regulated, and suddenly this crazy man would say, no, everything is possible. And it gave me a lot of courage. Those exceptions are for all of us, not for that fellow. That fellow had a miserable life, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I've seen the movie, and the movie is decorated. It was a tragic life. But look around you. How many people are enjoying the music? This is what it is. And Rumi was one of us. Then suddenly he became exceptional by being touched by an exceptional fellow, like magic, okay? And he sat down to talk about what? How to be happy. The people went to him and asked, how come that now you're a happy fellow? He said, oh, if you're patient enough to sit down years here and do what I say, you would get it. A group of people sat down over there. And guess what? I'm not talking about Hisham al-Din and the exceptions who learned and became teachers. What happened to the rest of them? They had a happy life. And they were better people because they believed in goodness, in love and beauty. And there is nothing else for us, because whatever else is there is handed to the science. Remember that. We are not scientists. Why? We cannot afford. The scientists, they prove what they are talking about. And love is not provable, I'm sorry. So we give up. We don't prove the stuff we have. But we know that there is more to it than only the scientific observation. Because the psyche is here, and that scientific stuff has nothing to do with emotion and the feeling. and the passion, which is our identity. The difference between me and a monkey is just that. Monkey could be more clever than me, even more, whatchamacallit. Even some of the monkeys are cuter than humans. Really? They're nice. The difference is one thing only. And that one thing for us is the main thing. Why? Remember, for the younger one, this is always good to remember that the philosophers, they prove their point, isn't it? We cannot prove our point, right? Which one do you trust? Of course, logically, scientists, because the description was not very clear. We said the philosophers, they prove their point. How? By proving the last guy's wrong. So they are all proved wrong. Except this one, whatever you have in mind. After tomorrow, he will be proved wrong. But look at this. This is the same stuff you will find in Mahabharata, which is 1,000 years older than this. You find it all over around, and you will see that in the history, none of these people disapproved the other one. They said, oh yes, talking is different, but the same essence. Because the essence is clear. Nobody could cheat. We are talking about love. What is the problem? Why we are talking about love and the people don't get it? You tell me. Because when we say love, they say, oh yes, we know what it is. And they have in mind sexual satisfaction. Or sexual coupling of a man and a woman to reproduce. This is the monkey one. If that's love, the monkeys are the best lovers. Oh, you're smiling, go and see the documentary about bonobos. You will see. They are the most sexually liberated animal in the jungle. Yeah. Then hello, how are you, is having sex. Yeah. So what? When we're talking about love, we're talking about something that should transform a normal fellow upside down, period. Because upside for a fellow is me. Do you remember the opening of book 2? Book 2 is about wisdom. In the opening, before even starting the book, he had one verse, remember? He said, they asked me, what is being in love? I said, when you became we, you understand it. As long as you stay I, that capital I, you don't get it, what love is. Then what do? Of course your ego, your arrogant fellow, your pharaoh doesn't let you to say, I don't know what love is. You claim that you know it. And you think you enjoy it. You miss the point. And that's normal. You know why? This, we confess again and again. Rumi said it again and again, and I will say it in my classes even. There is no guarantee if you study this you will get it. There is no guarantee that you become a lover. Yes, you have a better chance. That's it. Because we cannot guarantee. There is no guarantee for that exceptional feeling, that exceptional happiness, which for us is a very simple word, to feel safe. What do you call it? Iman. Means feeling safe, getting real
getting rid of that fear of the animal, which wants to eat more. Maybe for days I don't find food again. For a fellow who goes to the restaurant,
that's nonsense, isn't it? And interestingly, in the time of Rumi, nobody could see it really. This is the bizarre stuff for me. Now I will give you a puzzle to think about. In the time of Rumi, finding someone who is expanded physically, is that politically correct? is not easy for the people, because normally these are the people in those enclosed areas with servants in the palace that they could have enough food, right? So, talking about, do not have greed, okay? Eat normal, do not, was difficult. Nowadays we'll see it, right? We'll see it around us, the people, that they eat too much. Okay, what is our advantage to that time? Oh, we have restaurants named All You Can Eat. Are we advanced people? Excuse me, that's the question. To me, advanced people look like Nelson Mandela. And there could be no society, everybody like Mandela. He is the exception. But the rest could be in harmony with that fellow. The thing that I never succeeded to convince my aunt to listen to Mozart. But I believe this is the Mozart's loss, because my aunt didn't really enjoy it. And this is what we are talking about here. Book 3 means we learn what love is. Do you remember? Book 1 is this. What is love? Love is a thinking in you which doesn't like you, which is trapped in a cage by your merchant. And this thought wants to fly out and enjoy the free birds in India. Meant something? Not really. Well, sorry, that's all we can do. We said love is not something to study and bring it in a lab. So it's like this. Is it? I better tell you what are the difficulties for you to fall in love. And he explained it. That was book 1. Book 2 talked about this wisdom. Said this is it, to change, really. Deep down, start from there. And do this and that and that. This is book 3. Means supposedly everybody has done that. Now everybody is ready to enrich yourself, absorb this wisdom. Absorb it. How? We don't know. Because we don't know how you live and where you are. Rumi could dictate something to me. I have some questions about this pre-flight checking. Could Rumi help? This is nonsense. We cannot tell anyone to do something. Why? Because the pillar of what we are talking is being responsible, standing up, beyond. That's what it is. For us, the judgment is not 100,000 years from now. The judgment is now. Every single moment, that's what the judgment is all about. Because this is the difference between me and a monkey. Monkey cannot be responsible, I can. Means there is something in me, I have this power to be responsible. So, if I tell you what to do and you do that, are you responsible? Because I told you. Do you remember that excuse for centuries we hear about all the killers